Dealing with Doubters. Many years ago, Bruce Lee spoke words that turned about to be a famous quote that's still regularly used today. He said, quote, "The doubters said, man cannot fly. The doers said, maybe, but we'll try. And finally soared in the morning glow while non-believers watched from below." You see, when you set out to accomplish something fantastic, you'll no doubt encounter people that don't believe in your vision, object to your beliefs, and wish for your failure. In fact, you'll probably be lucky to find a successful person that hasn't had to overcome a doubter on their way to the top. No matter what industry, niche, profession, or aspect of your life you're trying to excel in, there'll be people that don't click with what you're trying to do. There are some that are blatant in their expression of doubt, but there are others that disguise it as being acts of kindness. The latter tend to be family, friends, or coworkers. They'll tell you you can't do something, advise you against taking risks, and generally hold you back. Their reasoning usually relates to protecting you from getting hurt, stopping you from feeling disappointed, or saving you from failure. But in fact, they don't want to see you succeed in something they would love to excel in. Those excuses can easily be destroyed by taking control, ignoring the doubts, and pushing for your goals. The modern slang for this is haters. But we're about to give you some tips that have dealt with doubters for decades. Doubters are weak, not strong. People who spend their lives doubting others do an excellent job of convincing people they're superior. They give off the impression that they're in a position of power and can control anyone they doubt. But it's crucial that you don't allow doubters to feel in control of you, because deep down, they're struggling with their issues. However, those issues make them weak. Their negative thoughts and opinions come from their inner pain, and they doubt you to bring you down. They have no idea how to progress, improve, or develop, so they try to grow by eliminating your goals and destroying any chance of success. Keep on your grind. You can't stop people from doubting what you're trying to achieve, but you can control the actions you take to keep pushing towards your goal. If you become lackadaisical, even for a second, you'll halt your progress and allow those doubters to believe they were right. But if you continue to work hard no matter what, you'll eventually reach your goals and be able to say you have proved people wrong. Michael Phelps once stated, "There'll be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes. But with hard work, there are no limits." If you concentrate on your development, it won't matter what others think. Listen without listening. People have two natural reactions when faced with doubters. They either let them dictate their life, or they completely ignore them. But both of those are not that effective and waste unnecessary energy. Ignoring them may seem like it's working, but you'll still have them nagging in your ear, which can eventually take its toll. So rather than doing either of those, you can hear them out and see what they have to say. But don't let what these people say register. Just because you're acknowledging what they're saying doesn't mean you're listening. By doing that, you allowed them to feel influential and get their thoughts off their chest. Transform a doubter into a supporter. The most empowering thing you can do when colliding with a doubter is actually assist them with their success. That way you can manage how much influence they have on you by turning the focus on their journey and goals. Now, if they continue to doubt, reject help, and resist change, then this tip won't prove to be effective. But if they're willing to put some effort in, you can help them find their success. Subsequently, these people start to listen and trust you more as you fill them with knowledge, and that equates to them being a supporter rather than a doubter. Assess those who are being negative. When you encounter a doubter in your life, it's completely normal to listen to the words that they're spilling out and then react accordingly. People never give themselves time to think logically. They listen to the advice and then feel awful about themselves. But wouldn't it be better to stop, assess the situation, and look beyond the negativity? By looking at things such as how the doubter is living their life, the success they're currently experiencing, and the values and beliefs that they hold, you'll understand that their doubts are a reflection of their bad aura, rather than something you're doing. Manage your emotions. The last tip flows nicely into this one regarding giving yourself time to think instead of reacting instantaneously. When you allow yourself time to breathe, calm down, and understand your emotions, you end up responding to the situation rather than reacting to the person. See, when someone's trying to crush your dreams in the palm of their hands, you're bound to feel anger, resentment, and sadness. By understanding those emotions during the brief pause you give yourself, you can then manage them effectively to prevent the situation from escalating. Ultimately, you shouldn't give the doubter any validation whatsoever by wasting your energy on them. The Law of Attraction. Doubters often find a way to cloud your long-term vision. You rapidly forget about the end goal because you're too busy overthinking all those unsolicited opinions you've been bombarded with by the doubter. That's where the Law of Attraction can seriously help you, though. It's something tapped into by most successful people. All you need to do is constantly envision how the life you desire will look when you've eventually accomplished your goals. Make it an obsession to imagine your dreams as being a reality, because then a doubter's advice will seem insignificant. Protect yourself. Right, let's switch the focus slightly here. Rather than paying particular attention to how to deal with doubters, let's concentrate on how you can put yourself first. When you start taking care of yourself, taking responsibility for your destiny and finding ways to prioritize your own goals for once, you'll find it much easier to combat those doubters. So you're essentially killing two birds with one stone. You're developing yourself as an individual, and you're preventing haters from having any effect on you. But the one problem is that people become so embroiled in the war against doubt that they end up stumped for ideas when it comes to protecting themselves. As a result, they get themselves trapped in a life where they put their goals to the side, remain in communication with the doubters, and miss out on finding success. You don't want to be one of those people, do you? So start taking action right now to improve your mindset and achieve success regardless of other people's thoughts. If you start practicing the tips that we've listed below every single day, you'll push doubters to the back of your mind in no time at all. Steer clear of negative people. You have the final decision over the people that are present in your life. If you spend your time around negative people, you'll be more vulnerable to dubious comments and advice. Even if it's people that are incredibly close to you, such as your family and friends, you need to find the strength to distance yourself. If you're serious about being a successful individual, you'll have no problem with being selfish when it comes to choosing the company you keep. As we've already established, doubters can come in a variety of different forms, and you should deal with them all in the same way. Find people that share your beliefs, breed positivity, and are also on a journey to success. Don't doubt yourself. This chapter has placed a heavy focus on external doubt that derives from other people's jealousy, pain, and aggression. But it's important to note that doubt can also come from yourself. It doesn't matter how much effort and dedication you put into battling people that doubt you. If you don't believe in yourself, then you'll still have a problem. That's because your mind is a powerful tool, and self-doubt will cripple your dreams more than any negative comment, opinion, or advice. The foundation for success is believing in yourself and your dreams first, because that'll guide you past all the hardship, doubt, and adversity. Be optimistic and trust in your ability to achieve something magnificent. You can do just about anything you put your mind to. Find inspiration. Inspiration gives you the mental energy that you need to strive towards your goals unceasingly. It can also be a resource to enhance creativity, improve adaptability, and find different approaches. Everyone needs some inspiration, otherwise success is hard to come by. It's as simple as that. But inspiration is not a bottomless glass, and it needs to be frequently topped up. Put effort into reading success stories that include a journey similar to your own. Listen to podcasts that discuss dreams like yours, and learn from people that have been in your situation and who are now prospering.